Dr. Librand and his wife, Jody, of 34 years, homeschooled their five children from birth to college, where they all excelled in academics and community, the University of Texas, and Abilene Christian. With their combined degrees, two BAs, two masters, one doctorate, Fred and Jody have stuck with their faith and their obsession with practical learning. As a result, the overall theme of teaching them to learn how to learn invades everything they offer.
These are thoughts on love, marriage, and dating. And the idea of romance is based on the unusual. And so the tendency is to keep looking for the unusual and build it on the unusual. But real relationships happen around the usual. The second point that I want to talk about is the math of relationships. And it goes like this. It takes two to say yes, and it takes one to say no. So a yes plus a yes is a yes. No plus yes, no. No plus no, no. So what this means is that in anything that goes on in relationships, two people have to come to agreement. So if you were asked, did someone ask you to marry them and you said no, wouldn't get married, or ask out and you said no, wouldn't do it. That's the nature of how just relating in general works. And understanding this is important, especially as our kids grow and understand that they're in relationships and friendships and other things with people who can say yes or no, just like they know they can. And so respecting that freedom or autonomy of the individual is pretty strategic in my way of understanding. That'll become a little more clear as we chat about it. The third thing that I'd like to stress is that marriage has two essentials. There are two essentials to marriage. One I'd refer to as chemistry, and the other I would refer to as the basis. So chemistry means, does the person do it for you? Do you like them? Do you, maybe it's pheromones. We're talking about, you know, quote, romantic type relationships. But it doesn't have to be just that. It's just people you match with. Your personalities match, your interests. Or there's something going on where the way they interact, the way they think, the way they talk, the discussion, they just, you click, I think is the way we would say it. But it's a chemistry dynamic, and especially in marriage here, you really want to marry or be married to someone who you kind of are attracted to. You know, that's not just ideal. I'd call it semi-essential. And so in understanding that, if you, you know, there are ways in which in our lives we kind of lose that, or I'd say cover it up. Because we get so busy, we get, you know, the room gets piled high with diapers or whatever's going on. And as a result, the specialness or the chemistry or the connection gets diminished. And it's pretty easy to recover. Usually it just takes sitting down alone and having a conversation about the chemistry and what you like about the other person. It tends to wake this stuff up. So if you're not doing that, if you're not slowing down enough to remind yourself that you like this person, you need to do that and keep that chemistry piece okay. The second is probably more important long term, and that is the basis for the relationship. Basis means, do you have something, do you have enough that you agree on that you can build a life together? Another way to understand that would be, are there any deal killers? So, you know, if you have, you know, if someone, I mean, here's a pop topic. If someone is a very dedicated Christian and another is very dedicated to something like ISIS, on balance, that's not going to be a good match. I'm bringing out exaggerations, but it could be something like one wants to have children, one doesn't want to have children. One could want to live in the city, one could want to live in the country, one could want to be all about career and the career moving around the world, and the other wants to be at home and around extended family. Those things are actually serious issues. And if you don't solve them in the process of moving towards marriage, it can create real trouble. So it's those two things. And with our kids, if we teach them this to understand, yeah, you want to kind of pursue people in the course of time when it's time to look at marriage, who you like. Don't just take what comes along or something. It's okay to go ahead and like, be attracted to the person. And number two, is there a basis for the relationship? Look, I know there are exceptions. Two people can line up on a desert island and fall in love anyway, or arranged marriages can happen. I get all that. But right now, we're pretty much in a kind of choosing type world. And there are things like the Bible that say that. 1 Corinthians 7, the last verse, talks about a widow and says she can marry whoever she wants. That sounds like choice. It just says, then only in the Lord. So it has this exhortation for believers and believers to marry. In fact, that's the whole context of the story. Not that believer and unbelievers can't. It's just it creates more challenges, largely around this basis idea. And then finally, I want to talk about this, make sure that's final. Yep. This dating / courting stuff. I don't want to get into too much of a discussion. In our book, Glane, we go into this a good bit more. It's kind of a book written especially for kids, G-L-A-E-N. And Glane is kind of, you know, a novel type, novella, whatever, storyline is trying to teach this. And what it points out is there's this issue with dating and courting, and they both, I think, have their problems. But dating and courting, both dating is, you know, just the idea of dating, going out with someone. But what can happen is it can start way too soon, or it can turn in kind of a serial dating dynamic where it's just going from person to person. And the aim of dating is just to have a good time. That's different than what I would argue should be going on in these kind of relationships, because what you really want to be doing is moving towards marriage. My conviction is if you know you wouldn't marry that person, if your kids know they wouldn't marry someone they're in a relationship with or pursuing a relationship with, they should stop that aspect of the relationship. I mean, they could be friends, whatever, but that's not a match for their marriage once they know their future.